This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Let's lay it out. Politics segment number one, fish fry segment number two.
Okay with that line? Great. I'm ready.
The Democrats are trying ferociously with the economic numbers, the budget numbers going the wrong way to, let's see, I'm pointing the finger. They're pointing it. Oh, I got it. D.C. Donald John Trump. They are saying that the numbers since the election are going the wrong way.
Sure.
And that with the instability, tariffs on, tariffs off, that's why Minnesota's numbers are not where they should be. And that they left $3 billion in surplus. And it's not on them that they handled it rightly. Republicans are saying, now, wait a second. You had a $17 billion surplus. You had the trifecta. You just kept spending and spending when you could have made great adjustments, put us in a better position, and kept us in a spot that if there were unsettled moments with the economy, we're in a better spot. There's obviously kernels of truth with both sides. But if you're laying out your kernels, and nobody knows kernels better than Jason DeRussia, whose story are you buying more?
Spending like a bunch of drunken sailors, I think it's hard for Democrats to counteract that narrative. So whatever the truth is, I will say this, like when I started thinking about this today, like this is the most boring radio topic ever, don't you think? Like
hot. It's hot.
Oh, my God. This radio station has been trying to ride this surplus thing. I heard Carter trying to talk about it. And like then I just went to talk to Cook about what we're going to talk about in my show today. And I had to wake myself up from a nap. How excited am I supposed to get?
That's when you asked him.
We're at a $5.1 billion deficit. And now
your salary.
In 2028, so we're talking about 3 years from now, we're projecting a $5 billion deficit. Now it's $6 billion.
Mm-hmm.
But we still have a surplus in the short term. Is that right?
Yes, but not as much. It's going the wrong way.
So we had a bigger surplus, and now we have a smaller surplus. But soon we're going to have a big deficit.
Okay.
I don't know, man.
Just like, so you're on the record.
Okay, you just can't get me.
3 o'clock.
You can't get me going. I don't care.
Not a word. Not a single word will be discussed.
Well, I don't know. I have to come in here and talk to you, so I'm not really sure what I'm doing later.
Okay, I said 3 to 6. Okay, so, yeah, Dave, you can't do I don't care, and then if I'm tuning in and all of a sudden I'm talking about the budget and I'm telling you I don't care. Because I think if you say I don't care, you do actually care.
You can do it. He might be doing it.
Where are you 1 to 10 on honest to goodness, where Chad Hartman is today on the issue of spending versus where you were yesterday. What has changed with this new budget forecast that I had all the PowerPoint? Like, where are you?
I think you need more sound effects for budget forecast, Mike. Like, 2025.
It's a top 10 budget forecast, I'd say.
It's a budget forecast alert day, everybody.
Alert! Oh, next forecast alert, baby.
All the Twin Cities pocket protectors are erect right now. I mean, is it wrong for me to say, like,
wow.
I don't know, man.
Is it wrong for you to say pocket protectors erect? No, it's not. That's allowed on this show. Like, that is allowed.
I mean,
the word erect probably isn't used enough.
I believe that we are in the same spot today as we were a week ago, which is Democrats spent a lot of one-time money. They spent that. They spent too much.
Too much.
And so now we got to deal with it. And for a while, it looked like, well, we're just overtaxed because the revenue just kept coming in, coming in, coming in. Well, we know that the spending was too much. Are we still overtaxed?
Yep. Yes.
Yeah, I think so, relative to the services you're getting. So, does the federal situation make that more acute? Yes. Has any of the fundamentals changed?
Not for me. Acute.
I did. I said acute, and you're acute.
Yep.
As far as I'm concerned.
Thank you.
That's where I'm at. I don't know.
How do you? Seven on the Democrats, three on Trump. That's where I'm. If it's a 0 to 10, I'm putting more on the Democrats. And I've made
fair.
The point throughout the show with
you talked
budget
about
impact
this throughout the show.
2025.
Are you trying to kill our listenership? What are you doing?
Budget 2025.
Oh my God. No one even cares. Oh my God. Wow.
Well, I mean, I better listen to every segment today because I better be tingling and on the edge of my seat. Because you know what I want to hear more of? Back that car in, baby. Back that car. I love it. I'm joking, but I love that topic.
I almost backed in today, and I couldn't.
Excuse me?
I almost backed in, and I was.
Did you just walk from one of your seven apartments downtown?
What I did today. Now, this is compelling radio, right? Like budget. Yeah. So I went to Target because I heard about
no
your 40-day Target boycott, and I stuck that in the same place.
Hates
I've been
diversity.
Putting hot budget talk just right in the ash can.
When you go home tonight and you got your brandy and you walk up to Alyssa, you start reading some of those numbers. And it is going to get hot and heavy.
Oh,
it is
going to
be like your wedding night.
Well, you know, my wife's whole job, which I believe is a fictional job, is she is a forecaster for a bank.
Yeah.
So she sits around all day just like these kind of nerds at the state coming up with their, here's what's going to happen in 5 years. I'm like, 5 years?
Did you call her a pocket protector?
Oh, her job is fictional.
She do it on the green screen, too?
It's like she sits around all day, this is what would happen if interest rates went up, and this is why don't we deal with it when it happens? What are we so
and
worried about?
And then you go home and say, I'm a one day. I talk for three segments, but back in the car, a new parking spot.
Take that.
I mean, it's a good combo.
Whose job is more fraudulent, mine or hers? 651-461-9226. Let's go.
Who would you rather be? Shaping banking policy for the present and future or debating how you should park?
I almost backed in at Target, and I couldn't, even though backing in would have been the better move considering like where the poles were and this parking ramp. But
you
I just couldn't
somebody
do
was
it.
Watching you.
Yes, there's a hidden camera. Someone's going to expose me as a fraud.
Yes,
can't have that.
I hate to break the news to you. You've been exposed a long time before.
Fair.
All right, fish fries. You can even because Jason's got a top five.
Mm.
Here's what I want.
Yeah.
Because the easy way to go, tell me your favorite place to go. And right. I've done that before.
That's good. What it's valid because I always learn stuff, you know.
What makes a great fish fry?
That's very
That's
good.
What I want.
Very good.
It's a little spin. And then, by the way, if you want to talk budget with the text, go ahead. Because I want to be aroused even more by budget talk. 2025. What makes a great
What makes
fish
a great
fry?
Budget forecast? Like, what makes...
Oh, yeah.
Yes. What number?
Cold shower, baby.
Whoa.
651-461-9226.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Stretch Lab. Time for Stretch Lab one more time today.
I'm stretching right now.
You should be stretching. Mm. I know where you live.
Yeah.
I know where the one is in the Grove. It's not far away. It is not far away.
Tell me why. Why should I go to Stretch Lab? I'm intrigued.
Here's why. You just turned 50. You're in good shape, but I see you on the gram. You're lifting some weights. You're working out. When you do that, you're going to get a little sore. You're using some muscles you have not used.
I would like some stretching.
Yeah. You also sit in that studio that you and Dan took over, which used to be a common office that all of us could use. But no, not anymore. Drive time has that. So you sit too long. So I would recommend you go to one of the 11 locations. You go to the one in Maple Grove. They will have a Stretch Lab specialist give an assessment, work with you, talk to you first. What do you want to achieve? How many times you coming? Is it upper body, back, shoulder, calves? And they will make it better, Jason DeRussia. 11 locations, stretchlab.com, more mobility. And whether you're a 50-year-old like Jason, whether you're a fellow 50-year-old like me, barely, or you're in your teens, 20s, 30s, Stretch Lab, good people, good state of mind when you leave. And now, if you go after here in this spot, to stretchlab.com, half off your first stretch. They have ones for 25 minutes and 50 minutes. Stretchlab.com. MinnesotaMonthly.com. I clicked on it early in the day. Boom, there's Jason DeRussia's five favorites. I'll say them for fish fries. Glick's, Gabe's Manitou Bar and Kitchen, Ukrainian-American Community Center. Yep, he hates America. 328 Grill at the American Legion and Urban Growler. I will say this, Jason. Excellent selections. I appreciate that. I enjoy your food reviews, whether
Thank
I
you.
See them on Minnesota Monthly or listen to them here with DeRussia Eats. To me, like many pleasures in life, it's tied to thickness. Okay? It is the thickness of the fish
yep.
in relation to the batter. if the batter thickness is bigger than the fish thickness, we got a problem.
Yep, agreed.
We got a problem. And we got places who try, and there are some phenomenal places. I love fish fries. I really do.
Yep.
I'd rather have the onion rings and the fries or something different. But
I do love an onion ring, yeah.
Yeah.
Tots, give me tots. Yeah. I'm good.
Yeah, tots. Fries are overrated. I mean, they're fine, but they're
I like fries, but yeah, a lot of your fish fries are not going to be satisfying. I agree with that.
Too many places, it's just batter,
yep.
And I need, like, Dan Cook's telescope to find the fish.
Yeah, that's fair. I think that's fair. And one of the – so I actually went to make a video at Gabe's in Manitou to try to find out, like, what – well, what I wanted to do was what makes a fish fry suck, and that didn't have the positive attitude that people seem to want. So instead, we're doing what makes it good. I feel like the answer is the same, right? Like part of what
I think I just came up with a revolutionary idea. I mean, nobody's ever considered what I offered up there.
Well, I think your fish thickness to batter ratio. It is like a good sandwich. It's all about the ratio. And so the other thing that happens, if you have batter, like sometimes places will batter. Well, sometimes it's frozen, right? I think a lot of your fish fry at your churches. Like I took a bit of a shot on the church.
You did?
In the Minnesota Monthly article.
Yeah.
So
you basically say, I thought you said you hated God and fish fries.
Correct. That's verbatim. So I've spent at least 10 years chasing all of the church fish fries because I love the vibe of it. I want it to be great. And usually the fish is terrible. Sorry. It's usually frozen.
Oh.
They're not battering it freshly. And so if I wanted like a frozen fish stick, like, you can have that, right? Like, so
that's available in the store.
Gordon's is available for you.
Yes.
You know?
Not a lot of people realize I modeled for Gordon's.
It's true.
Early in my life.
I've seen the pictures. So that's sort of my view on it. Like, go to the church, enjoy it, enjoy the camaraderie, the vibe, the whole bit, but like, just acknowledge the fish is probably going to be bad.
Good, sweet coleslaw makes a good fish fry from Mike.
Where are you at in coleslaw?
I love coleslaw.
I do too. Alyssa hates it.
That's because she's a pocket protector.
Correct.
You know, I mean,
typical.
Tell her to lighten up a little bit.
Go listen to NPR.
I also think,
Alyssa.
I think there's a little bit of a hit and miss ratio with coleslaw.
True. Too mayonnaise-y, that can be bad.
Yes.
Do you like more vinegary or more creamy?
Vinegary.
Yeah, me too. I like crisp.
Yes.
Crisp veg.
Yes. I want to look crispness. Now let's get Harrigan in the mix. Harrigan, fish fries properly over under. Where you at?
Depends on the fish. Jason said it. Hey, if you get good fish, and that's really all that matters. You can talk coleslaw and fries and blah, blah, blah. It's all about the fish. If you have good fish, a fish fry is underrated. But
cod? Haddock?
Yeah. I've been to a lot of fish fries, a lot of church fish fries.
Yeah.
There's a couple good ones out there, but a lot of them are really bad.
Yeah, and that's okay. It's all right. Just accept that. You know what I mean?
Can the accoutrements, if they're really, really good, can they overcome the borderline fish fry, where the fish sticks? I don't think they can.
I think you're right.
Because if the fish isn't...
Yeah. Although, like Glick's, they have those hush puppies. That's kind of fun. But it
Glick's has held up in this area for a long, long time.
Yeah, agreed.
Really good. All right, let's talk a little Canopy.
Good.
And then let's
I'm going to break down some actuarial insurance tables when we talk Canopy.
Oh, yeah, baby. Take your clothes off right now.